Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra Live Transmission from here in Toronto, Canada. My name is Kano. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I did not say Igbo people, I said Biafran people. We are here to serve them in truth and honesty. We are here to bring about Biafra. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. Some people have described us as fanatics, and that is we were worse than fanatics. Biafra is the only reason why we exist. We have stood idly by as the name Igbo has been bastardized by a lot of people. Kidnappers are running riots where we come from. Our daughters are prostitutes all over the place. Our politicians are selling our birthrights to the northerners. We are nothing before our enemies. They don't love us, they don't like us, they don't respect us. We are here to restore what is left of the shattered dignity of a once proud race. That is why we want to get Biafra. That is why we want to redeem ourselves in front of the world. That is why we want to consider ourselves worthy to be once again called the children of God. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, because Radio Biafra is received and listened to in every country of the world, across every time zone on this planet. Therefore, we are welcoming you that this is your platform, is an open platform. Nothing is censored. Nobody is allowed not to. Nobody, in fact, is barred from speaking. If you call Radio Biafra studio lines, you'll be allowed to speak anything on your mind. If you want to criticize us, you're welcome to do so live on air. If you want to praise us, you're also welcome to do so live on air. Nothing is censored. If you feel you have something better, contrary to what we are doing, please bring it to our attention. But here at Radio Biafra, we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, even when that truth is bitter. Because we are here to let our people know how they can emerge from the darkness called Nigeria, from the zoological republic called Nigeria, into the light. We are children of the light, and we must live up to our name. We must live up to our reputation. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet, that this is Radio Biafra. I have with me in the studio today two distinguished gentlemen. One is our host here in Toronto, in Canada. We know that some people are not very happy that we are touring all over the world. They are either jealous that I'm going to see more places than themselves, or the shame of Radio Biafra coming close to them, they will no longer deny and say, "Oh, anyama in hand, we didn't hear about what they are doing." This is a time for everybody in Canada to be able to rise up and recognize that Biafra is being restored as we speak. We are working tirelessly to restore Biafra, not a Biafra of criminals, not a Biafra of kidnappers, not a Biafra of cheats and liars and deceivers. This is the type of Biafra of people that believe in uprightness, that believe in righteousness, people that know that only truth will lead us into this place. Because our ancestors used to tell us, truth is life, ezioku bundu, regardless of where you are. Please let me start on my left-hand side. Please give us your name and where you come from. We are not hiding in Canada. We are not hiding in America. We are not hiding in Europe. Neither are we hiding in Asia and in Australia. We are Biafran people. We are proud of our heritage. As we used to say when we are a lot younger, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, fellow Biafrans. I'm Mazes Simon Obonyo Courage in Toronto, Canada here. I hail from Arochukwu town in Abia State, from Amovi village, Izuku compound, and Okoro Abibo. Welcome this afternoon, and thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. When you call Radio Biafra, you tell us where you come from. Do not disguise who you are. Do not change your name. Tell us who you are, because here we do not entertain any amount of falsehood. Please go ahead, Utanten. Greet our people, please.
Hello, Radio Biafra and friends of Biafra around the world. We're welcoming you to our first segment today, being Monday, 2 o'clock. In Toronto, a very beautiful weather outside is, and we welcome you and sit back and relax. My name is Uche Ezuma. I'm from Arochukwu. Thank you and welcome to the first segment.
Thank you. Thank you very much. For those who don't know how Radio Biafra operates, we have means by which you can contact us. If you're joining us for the very first time today, we are also reminding you that Radio Biafra is on Facebook. You can do so by searching for us. Just type in Radio Biafra London. You should be able to find us. We are not people from London. Radio Biafra is based in London because in the zoo, there is no light. In the zoo, the internet connection is so intermittent, it is unreal. It cannot work. They do not have the infrastructure to support our brand of broadcasting. They do not have the infrastructure to allow us to disseminate the right type of information to our people who are being killed all over the place in northern Nigeria. They don't have the supporting structure for us to be able to tell them, to be able to remind them, to be able to drive away the workers of iniquity where we come from. We are gathering our strength outside, and very soon they will realize what has befallen them. We are not going to go back on what we said. When you come to Radio Biafra, you come with a pen and a piece of paper, because anything we tell you is what we do. If you get us as a product, we do exactly what it says on the tin. I'll go to Chidera, who is standing by to read the news for us, to also greet you. Please, Chidera, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Please go ahead and greet our wonderful listeners. Go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm right here in Johnson City, Tennessee. It's 10 minutes after 2 p.m., so I'm saying good afternoon, good morning to some of you already in the next day, good evening, and good night. And welcome to this first segment of the program. And I shall proceed to bring you the news headlines.
Yes, you will do so to bring us the news headlines very, very shortly. We have a type of technology that allows us to broadcast from anywhere in the world. Our signal is being transmitted from here to London, where UCHMFO is at our studios, ensuring that you're getting Radio Biafra live transmission wherever you are on this planet right now. If you're not doing it via radiobiafra.co.uk, then you should go to beliehumanrights.org, freedomvoicemedia.com, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or peopleofbiafra.org. Everything about us is Biafra. We are no longer Igbo people. We are Biafrans because we've been baptized. Let us see it as people who are Christians. When you are born, you are just a human being somewhere. Any day you convert and accept our Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, that day you become born again. Biafrans are meant for those who are born again, who realize, who have seen the light, who knows what it means to be an Igbo person. That is why a Biafran can be an Igbo person. An Igbo person cannot be a Biafran unless you're initiated into Biafra in truth and honesty. Not mass up type of Biafran. We are talking about the Biafra of genuine people, Biafra of people who are dedicated to what they are doing, Biafra of people who realize that the ultimate goal is the restoration of the place called Biafra on this earth. We must have our sovereignty from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Anybody that comes from Nigeria is demented. If you say you are from Nigeria, that means Lord Lugard is your God. Because only God in heaven, as the Bible tells us, has the right to create a nation. Not another man from somewhere. That is why we are here, to educate our people. Some of them who have lost their senses, living in exile, be it in the United States, be it in Canada, be it in Britain, be it any other place on this earth. Some of us are lost. We can't even go home due to fear of kidnapping. But we shall go to bring the news in detail. We'll be going to Chidera to please give us the headlines and the accompanying news in detail, please. Go ahead.
The news headline: Mazob and Igbo Youth Association clash in Onitsha. One dead and many injured. We are also reporting that Enugu State Police arrest 22 kidnap suspects. Also that Chief Emeka Anyaoku calls for true federalism. APC Director Nwoye blasts Igbo politicians for endorsing Jonathan. And lastly, that Amnesty Committee is under fire over. Now the news in detail. One person was allegedly killed while several others were injured when some people suspected to be members of the movement for the actualization of the sovereign state of Biafra, MASOB, clashed with the Association of Igbo Youth Organization in the commercial city of Onitsha in Anambra State. It was gathered that MASOB members, in search of the hideout of the Igbo youths, invaded their alleged torture camp inside the thick forest along the Onitsha Owerri Expressway in a bid to dislodge them and restore normalcy in the commercial city. Though MASOB Director of Information Uche Madu said there was no record of death in the incident, he confirmed that MASOB, acting on series of complaints from members of the public about the criminal activities of the Igbo youths, moved in to flush them out and restore peace and security in the area. The police in Enugu last week arrested 22 kidnapped suspects who allegedly participated in 4 kidnap attempts. 21 victims, including a Lebanese, were rescued, according to the police, who said one of the suspects, a girl, was found dead. Enugu police spokesman Ebere Amarizu quoted Commissioner of Police Abubakar Adamu Mohammed as vowing to urgently investigate the case with a view to ensuring that justice was done by taking them to court. Former Commonwealth Secretary General Chief Emeka Anyaoku yesterday called for the return to true federalism to achieve development. Anyaoku spoke at a lecture organized by the Torchbearer Society at the Archbishop Vining Memorial Church Cathedral, Ikeja, stressed the need to return the country to regional government. The topic of the lecture was God in my life. He said our leaders have largely been responsible for the problems facing the country by not embracing the call to foster true federalism, which should become a federation of 6 units, with each unit developing at its pace. In Enugu, a chieftain of Action Congress of Nigeria, ACN, and yet to be registered All Progressive Congress, APC, in Enugu State, Dr. Ben Moye, Sunday faltered the blanket endorsement of President Goodluck Jonathan for the second term, describing the act as shameful and unfortunate. Some Igbo politicians from Southeast States, led by former Minister of Health, Chief Silas Ilo, had at the weekend met in Enugu under the aegis of Rebuild Nigeria Initiative Project 1 and resolved to throw their full weight behind President Jonathan's second term in office. Ilo, who is the group's caucus chairman in Southeast Zone, explained that they resolved to back Jonathan based on his numerous achievements as contained in his midterm report released recently. The Presidential Committee on the Dialogue and Peaceful Resolution of Conflicts in Northern Nigeria came under severe criticisms yesterday from across the country following denial by Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau that the sect had entered into a ceasefire agreement with the federal government. The committee came under attack on the day the Joint Task Force, JTF, Operation Restore Order 2 in Borno State, said that it has succeeded in killing a top commander of Boko Haram sect, Bolabolin Ngannaram, who was on the wanted list of the JTF with a 10 million naira bounty. The sect commander, who was killed in a shootout with the task force, was said to be responsible for the killing of a teacher and 3 students of Sanda Karami Secondary School, Ruwanzafi, Maiduguri. Chairman of the committee and Minister of Special Duties, Alhaji Tanimo Turaki, had on a Hausa service program of Radio France International monitored in Kano, July 8, that the federal government has secured a ceasefire deal with the sect, which had claimed responsibility for terrorist attacks that have led to deaths of about 4,000 people since 2009. The presidency corroborated Alhaji Turaki's announcement, which it claimed had Shekau's consent. This is the news of today, 15th of July, Anno Domini 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much for that. We are very grateful. That was a news read by our dear sister, Chidera Kabo. We are welcoming you if you're joining us for the very first time. But please, I did make a mistake when we started. I've been very busy. Maybe you'll be able to understand where I'm coming from. We have Barrister Mamezu with us. Please, Barrister, if you're there, say hello to our wonderful listeners, because you're going to join us for a substantive part of our broadcasting today, please.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, our friends, well-wishers, and those who have the interest of Biafra at heart. We are bringing you this program straight from Canada. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's the voice of Barrister Emma Mezu, the very eminent barrister himself and attorney at law. He is not just a solicitor, he is a barrister in England. So we must make that very clear, that here on Radio Biafra we are protected, we know what we are doing, we are law-abiding, but at the same time we will not allow anyone to ride roughshod over what we know is our inalienable right to exist as an independent people on the face of this planet. We are not apologizing to anybody. We are not apologizing to the Igbo people that may live somewhere else away from the Igbo land, who are having fun, who are enjoying themselves, whilst kidnappers, whilst criminals are running riots where we come from. To these people, we say to you that you are mistaken. To these people, we say that you don't know what you're doing. For us, Biafra is our destination. We are not going anywhere else apart from Biafra. If you want to join us, you're more than welcome to do so. If you don't want to join us, that's entirely up to you. Please give us some time before you start calling Radio Biafra. We welcome your views and your opinions. Some of them could be complimentary. Some of them could be even outrightly hostile. We don't mind. We don't care. Here, we encourage free speech. If you agree with us, let us know. If you don't agree with us, also do let us know, because we learn from every experience. If you wish to join the conversation, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra onto your Skype list. Add Radio Biafra onto your Skype list. You should be able to join us. Or if you wish to get hold of us on the phone, the number to call here in Canada is +1 416 627 4323. I repeat, +1 416 623 4323. We encourage people in Canada to call up, and also those hiding in the United States to also try and call. Only to them do we give the discretion that they can hide who they are, because a lot of them are fearful, a lot of them are cowardly. We ask them to please, you can claim that you are somebody else to fund Radio Biafra. Tell us your fears so we can remove it for you. Once again, the number to call is +1 416 627 4323. If you're calling from the US, you don't need to put +1 there. We know there are very brave Biafrans also in the United States. Those of you in Atlanta, those of you in Houston, those of you in Corpus Christi, the ones in Dallas, Fort Worth area, those of you in San Francisco, the people in Los Angeles, those in Chicago, the great Ekwenche people in Chicago, of whom we have so much respect, also ably represented here by Mazi Obunne, who is here as a veteran of the war, still supporting Biafra, while some people who did not even see combat action in the war are hiding away somewhere, afraid to preach Biafra, afraid to talk about their freedom, afraid of what Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba people will do to them. This is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. Our principal headline today is that we are reporting that what we talked about a while ago is coming to fruition. We are telling you that MASOP and Igbo Youths Association are at it again. The killing has begun, as we told you. We did predict that should MASOP continue in their criminalization of the actualization process for Biafra, that there will be a civil war within Igboland before we go to meet our enemies. We are reporting today that the first tentative signs of that is beginning to happen. The criminal organization called MASOP is at it again. They have not killed anybody from the north. They have not confronted Boko Haram. They have not issued any condemnation of what is happening to our people in northern Nigeria. They have not come out categorically to fight kidnapping, because they are the ones that brought kidnapping into Igbo land. We did report this many years ago, but people were not listening. But today, rather than fighting for freedom, they are busy killing their own people, busy killing our people where we come from. We are telling you that one person was killed while several others were injured when people suspected to be members of MASOP clashed with the Association of Igbo Youths in the commercial city of Onitsha in Anambra State. MASOP members in search of AIYO, the Association of Igbo Youths Organization, invaded what they allege. This is how they lie. There are no torture camps owned by AIYO. After all, the leader of AIYO, Rogeni Ogirisindibo, used to be Owasurike's deputy. in case we have forgotten. This was a man that was working hand in hand with Owasrike up until about a few months ago, when he realized that Owasrike was an unreconstructed fraud using the name of Biafra to go and loot and pillage. And because we kept silent, people kept saying, oh, leave it in the interest of unity, this is what it has resulted to. When you have a wound in your leg that has abscess in it, you cut it open, you press out all the pores, you dress the wound so that it can heal. You cannot begin to heal a wound once the pores is still inside, or else it will infect with gangrene and your leg or your arm will be amputated. That is what is happening. MASOP is a full-fledged criminal organization, hell-bent in destroying our people, hell-bent in handing us over to the northerners, whom they are serving very loyally. On the surface of it, they tell you, oh, we are fighting for Biafra. Beneath, they are working for Nigeria. That is why they cannot condemn Nigeria. That is why they are busy acquiring every manner of ill-gotten wealth. That is why money is of more interest to them than fighting for Biafra. That is why they have not done anything or confronted Boko Haram with their numbers that they claim that they have, but they use the same number to kidnap, to kill their own people. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. If you continue to condone evil, evil will be a part of you. We condone kidnapping today, we can't go home. We condone our corrupt politicians today, each and every one of them is corrupt. If you allow evil to continue, you will face severe consequences in the future. Anybody who is conversant with the history of the United States or the history of any civilized society in the world, they don't condone evil regardless of the shame it may bring to them in the short term. Many people don't know that Silvio Berlusconi, the former Italian prime minister, is in jail. He's been jailed for sleeping with an underage girl. People do not know. Those that live in America claiming that belong to one Igbo group or the other, saying, don't say this, don't say that, you appear to be disunited, must know that America impeached their president, President Nixon, the most powerful man on the face of the earth, because of a simple thing. He lied to his country. Here at Radio Biafra, there are no sacred cows. No mission is sacred. Radio Biafra editorial board will not be spared if they are found wanting in the struggle for Biafra. If we do anything wrong, as we have said before, please, 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 please do not waste your time trying to find out. Kill us, we have a will. Nobody will investigate it. That is the news we are bringing you today. We are also reporting that the buffoons are at it again. They are at it again. There is somebody by the name Dr. Nwoye who is now blasting Igbo politicians. These are the people that inhabit Igbo land. These are the people that claim that they are political leaders. They are now at each other's throat looking for who will serve Yoruba and Hausa more. Oh, some half of them is in ACN, half of them is with Hausa people, the other quarter is with Goodluck Jonathan. How many Yoruba heavyweights are in Abga? How many Hausa heavyweights are in Abga? But you come to Igbo land, the only place you come to where everybody is scavenging for food, everybody is looking for money, everybody is hungry, everybody is desperate for relevance. They are all running to the northern part of the country, disgracing themselves all over the place, prostituting themselves like the political harlots they are all over the place looking for money. This man, his name is Dr. Nwoye. What is he saying? That some Igbo politicians from the southeast states, led by former Minister of Health Chief Silas Ilo, over the weekend met in Enugu under another group formed. It is called Rebuild Nigeria Initiative Project One. How can you believe such nonsense? Those of you that live in America, that live in Canada, that live in Europe, that live in Australia and parts of Asia, is this how politics is done in civilized societies? The answer is no, of course. And they resolved to throw their weight behind President Goodluck Jonathan's second term in office. Ilo, who is the group's caucus chairman in the Southeast Zone, explained that they resolved to back Jonathan based on the numerous, based on the numerous achievements as contained in the midterm report released recently. We are asking Radio Biafra listeners to list to the hearing of the world, to tell the listening public, to tell the whole world what Goodluck Jonathan's achievements are in respect of the development of Igbo land. We want to know that tonight, to justify the governors, or at least four of them, backing Goodluck Jonathan, to justify why Ohaneze would take 5 billion from the federal government of Nigeria so they will not ask for the corpses of your own brothers and sisters, your fathers, your mothers, your uncle, your aunts being killed in northern Nigeria. 208 bodies are in Kano mortuaries, and we are going all over the place attending parties and pretending nothing is wrong with our people. Nishiz Ranyoke. This is Radio Biafra. Will tell you the truth. If you don't like it, you go to NTA and continue to live in exile. You go to listen to other news sources and continue to be afraid of going to your village where you were born. You continue to live elsewhere. There are no light, no electricity. Our children are dying every blessed day. We are having baby factories. Baby factory means where they manufacture children, where men go and impregnate girls and they sell the kids to the so-called motherless couples. They sell them to people who cut them into pieces and use their parts for God knows what. Look around you if you're listening to Radio Biafra. See if your child is close by. Imagine what it will be like for somebody to take your child away from you because you're poor. Buy your child from you and sell it to people. When Hausa people are going back to the north, they dash them 14, 15-year-old girls from where we come from in Abia State. That is what is happening where you come from. And you're happy moving about and telling me that you're proud to be an Igbo person. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to report the truth here without fear or any favor. We are telling you today that the Presidential Committee on the Dialogue and Peaceful Resolution of Conflicts in Northern Nigeria came under severe criticisms yesterday from across the country following denial by Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau that the sect had entered into a ceasefire agreement with the government. We did touch upon this news slightly yesterday evening. We are reporting that Boko Haram is Hydra-headed. There are two of them. Nigerian government, you cannot defeat ideology. The U.S. government entered into negotiations in Iraq to defeat the insurgency. They are now negotiating with the Taliban in Afghanistan. What makes you think that a bloated country like Nigeria, the diseased harlot, the zoo itself called the Republic of Nigeria, is able to defeat an ideology? They have not even defeated our own ideology, which is Biafra. Let us make our people understand what is happening here. An ideology is something you believe in fervently, that is a fabric of your being that you cannot jettison regardless of the pressure put on you. No amount of pressure can make us leave Biafra. Despite the trickery and connivance of Yoruba pastors with some illiterates back home, with some people who claim they're educated but know nothing, that is cutting away almost 6 billion naira every week from Igboland to Lagos to go and build universities for rich Yoruba men and their women. And we are there complaining that we are poor. That is what is happening in your country. That is where what is happening where you come from. And that is why we want Biafra. If people ask you why you want Biafra, please ask them to go to Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to read our articles, ask them to listen to the news, and then do their own investigations. What we are reporting is only a tip of the iceberg. What is happening there is disgraceful. That mass up was set up claiming they're going to get us Biafra. They have abandoned Biafra. They're now telling us that they're the guardian of Igbo people. They have abandoned the struggle to go and take chieftain title. They are now Ezigbo Buruburu. They have abandoned Biafra to dabble into politics. They have abandoned Biafra to bring in kidnapping. They have abandoned Biafra to come and give us all manner of evil in our land. Today they are killing Igbo people rather than saving them. They told us they came to save us. Today they are killing us. When it comes to their own people, because they have the backing of Nigerian security services, they can go and do whatever they want to do. Jonathan is backing Owasurike because Owasurike is his campaign manager in the Southeast. Some people are supporting them because they want money. Some poor people, including those on Facebook, are supporting Owasurike and his criminal empire because they want money. God is going to destroy us all. You people should watch and see what is going to happen unless we rise up now and act. Unless we begin to turn our people away from unrighteousness, turn them away from evil, turn them away from the nonsense that is happening, God in heaven will destroy the Igbo race completely. Right now, we can't go home, and we still think we're alive as a people. The same thing, is it happening to Yoruba or Hausa people? The answer is no. This is Radio Biafra. Before we go to the people here, let's go to Barrister Mamizu in London to see what he makes of what we're reporting this evening. Barrister, are you there?
Yes, Director. I'm here trying to digest what is going on in the zoological country called Nigeria. What interests me most is this idea of our people backing Goodluck Jonathan and then some faction trying to speak against the other. Now, this is the problem we always have in that Biafran land, especially among the Igbos. I've said this over and over again. It's not the Northerners that are holding us within Nigeria. It's not the Hausas that are holding us within Nigeria. The Igbos are the ones that are holding themselves, because we are divided amidst ourselves. We lack money, as you can see, Wazurike and his people, and all those who have been bribed in order to stand for the gains and what they'll get from the country called Nigeria. So it is absolutely necessary that we carry on campaigning, shouting, and get rid of all these corrupted individuals that will not have even a stake in this coming Biafra. We are on the meeting on Saturday, and somebody was mentioning whether we need support from the politicians. I refuted the ideology. I refuted the making of such suggestions. We don't need no single politician in that goddamn country to support anything we are doing here in diaspora. Once we gain and restore Biafra, all those people that partake or has taken position in anything that Biafra will be completely weeded. None of them will ever have a say in what will happen in Biafra land. Most of them are corrupt, only a tiny minority, and those tiny minority are not even speaking out. They are afraid of themselves. Now, if everybody is afraid, then we will carry on living in bondage and suffering in that bloody country that nobody is gaining anything. Just like you rightly said, what has Goodluck Jonathan done for us? Mention one, nothing. They are supporting him. He's giving money to Ohanaeze. Ohanaeze are there. They should not forget that at the end of the year, they are going down, even with the money, even with the millions. Obi was supporting them in all the fleet of cars. It was an advance. It was buying and giving them in order to bribe their head off. It's a big shame. I've always said this: corruption, sharing of money, love of money amongst the few. That is what is destroying the fabric of Igbo society, and we have to get rid of this at all cost.
Yes, thank you very much, Barrister, and stay where you are. You are going to join us for the duration of this program. We are reporting, in case you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra live broadcast on this day, the 15th of July in the year of our Lord 2013. We're coming to you live from Toronto in Canada. This is Radio Biafra on tour of the United States and Canada to bring the truth and to bring the awareness of Biafra, the real Biafra, closer to our people, to let them understand that the criminality and the personnel that claim that they are fighting for Biafra as contained in the structure called MASOP is fraudulent, is killing our people, and we have the evidence before our eyes. What are we going to do as a people to extricate ourselves from this level of nonsense, to extricate ourselves from this humiliation? Why are we quiet when people are standing on the bones and the blood of 3.5 million people? How can we take Nigeria to court when we are the ones insulting the memory of people that gave their lives that we may live? Yet we keep quiet. Can anybody set up any foundation and mess up the memory of people that died in the Holocaust? The answer is no. Only in Igbo land. Chineke Okolihiojo, please go ahead.
Fellow dear friends, after listening to the headline of the news, I'm beginning to wonder why MASOP is the police in Biafra land. MASOP and Wazirike are the police with their criminality. I don't know what is going on. We better wake up because it looks like we both have to fight among ourselves before we fight the enemy. That's what it's boiling down to. We have to clean our house first before we confront the enemy. Wazirike is a fraud. He's been reaching himself, gallivanting around as if he's the savior of Igbos. Say Peter, our spring commander, Colonel Ojukwu, is dead. Wazirike was never in the army. I don't know who anointed him the Igbo leader. And now they want to call him Eze Igbo Gburugburu. Igbo Enwe Eze. Till tomorrow. Wazirike, you are a puppet. And soon, your true color will be revealed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And what do you have to say about this?
Thank you, Nambi, for your news. Well delivered, like always. My take on that is that's why it's imperative that we get this medium to our father, our Biafran land, so that people will begin to know what is going on. We begin to debate what is going on, and they begin to see when you educate them on what is going on, they'll be aware. A lot of people are in the dark there. They don't know what is going on. In some areas, because they don't know what is going on, they don't have access to internet or phones. Whatever these people on the ground tell them, that's what they will believe. You know, all this baby factory going on, those things are abomination. It's never been heard of. So that's why we need this medium to right now, this moment is when we need it, because we can't wait anymore. Every day that is passing is too late. Other groups are organizing themselves. It's only in Igbo land we are in disarray. You know, you can't even go to your... All these politicians are in Abuja making decisions for people that are 100 miles away. Some of them have not visited Igbo land. They make their decision from Lagos or Abuja. We cannot tolerate that anymore. The sooner we get this broadcast live on radio, FM, broadcasting daily, 24 hours a day, uninterrupted, this is the only way we have to fight them, because we don't have the kind of revenue that they have. These people will come at us with everything, and Nigeria is behind them. The only thing we have is this medium. And we are going to fight them. They work day and night to sabotage this effort, but it will not happen. We keep on fighting them under the truth, because the truth can never change. The truth can never change.
Yes.
Any day, the truth can never change. And they know it. They are afraid of the truth. They will do anything to prevent us from getting this thing going on the ground. Even when it's on the ground, I bet you they'll work heartlessly to track it down, but they will fail.
Of course they will fail.
They will fail.
Of course they will
and
fail.
God is with us.
Yes, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
This is Gochukwu Ezekwelu.
Yes, you go to.
I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes.
I'm from Magnolia, Igbo.
Yes. Please put your mouth closer to your. Don't use an earpiece to call us. Talk straight into your phone because we can't hear you very well.
No, I'm not using earpiece. I'm talking direct to my.
Yeah, go ahead. We're listening.
I have to make 2 points. But first, I want to ask you a question first about the. I know there was a time we talked about memorial collection of names of dead people who died during the Biafran or the Biafran War. There was someone that called from Washington about a name back or something like that. I haven't heard anything about it. I don't know if he's still working on it or the case has died. Nobody's talking about it anymore. I don't know if I can answer me that one.
In fact,
go to my second point.
Yes, it hasn't died at all, because when we spoke to the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, who are the leaders of what we are doing, they did inform us that there is a project ongoing where these names are being collected. It was discussed a while ago, so that very project is ongoing as we speak. It is not being made public, but it is ongoing as we speak.
Okay, thank you. Then my second point is about the transmitter. I want to make a conditional pledge, because we can't wait until, look at our rich men drinking coke and eating burger. Nobody remembers people back home. People are dying. Our brothers, our families, our mothers, our fathers. Nobody's making any pledge. Nobody's even redeeming their own pledge. We only raised about £11,000, which is not up to nothing. Or we want £50,000. And me personally, I don't have much, but I'm willing to make this pledge and this conditioner. And I'm challenging everybody, whatever, if you have more than $5,000 as a savings in your account, and you cannot bring out £500 from it, I will pray for you, and that money you have will disappear. I personally, what I have in my account. I have only $2,500, but I'm willing, I'm pledging, I wait till 1 month, 15th of next month. If the money is not complete, I will fulfill my pledge. But after that, I'm going to pray for each and every all these people running around like rich men or influential people, politicians or whatever they call themselves. They only look about their selfish interests. You have money, you can't even help your fellow brother who is sick or who is dying of hunger. You can't. You put your money in your bank and think you have money. That's what they say that in the church. They say that if we came to this world with nothing, and we are going back with nothing. So if you have money and God bless you, use it to help others, no matter how much you have. You don't need to be a billionaire to be able to donate or to make this contribute for the transmitter. You don't need to. People call in, they say they have projects in their hands. I have also a project in my hand. This $2,500 I have in my hand is for something. But I'm willing to bring that £500 out of it. If for, by 1 month, 15th of, take it from me. I will call you guys on the 14th of next month. And if the money is not complete, I'll bring that money out. I don't have much, but I will stay and hear people talk. No action. People will call on and make calls. No action. I'm not happy about it. I don't have much. But the little I have, I'm willing to bring it out. And as I told you earlier, everybody, to host Radio Biafra, is not a big deal. Whatever you have, no matter how little it is, take it from people. As long as they give it out with their mind, with clean hearts, you don't need to be a billionaire to be able to help people. You don't need to. And all these rich people around, they are just laughing at us. I have a chat with some of my friends. They're telling me it's propaganda. What we are doing is propaganda. I told him, you don't even want to know your history. And you're telling me what Radio Biafra is doing is propaganda. Can you give me a proof that it's propaganda? He couldn't. So all what I'm saying, and I'm serious about it, if by 14th of August, the money is not, I'm not even asking for 50,000, it should be more than 50,000 pounds. Because we need money for other things. It's only 50,000 we are talking, 50,000 pounds we are talking about. We need more money. So if you have money, you have more than $5,000 in your account, wherever you are. If you are in US, Canada, Europe, Asia, wherever you are, as your savings. As I'm saying now, next month, after paying my rent, I'll have only $2,500 left in my account. And I'm going to bring that £500 out of it to join Iruanya.
It's Clifford Iruanya that met the that said it, that he wanted other people to join. People must understand that. Yes, we are not here. The essence of having Radio Biafra is to get Biafra, and that Biafra is going to be founded on truth and honesty. We are not going to massage any egos. We are not going to plead with people. We are not going to beg people to redeem themselves. It is either you support Biafra or you remain a slave forever. It's a very simple choice for anyone to make. Go ahead.
Yeah, but me, I'm making my own choice. Nobody forced me to do this. I'm saying it out for the whole world to hear.
Okay.
So if you are rich, bring that you are richness, bring it out. Help people. We need transmitter. You don't put $5,000 or $10,000 or pounds in your account and looking at it and give it to bank. It's useless. Help people. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you very much. And of course, we know that you're going to be able to redeem your pledge. Thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is we are in Canada, in Toronto, in Canada. We have Barrister Emma Mezu on the line. Barrister, are you still there?
I'm here, Director. I'm still here.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, Director, as my brother just called, he made his pledge and urging others, which, of course, very encouraging. Majority of people do call, which, of course, yes, we welcome that. But if all the people that calls in and make mention of few pounds or few dollars, it doesn't have to be 1,000 each or 500 each. Every little you have will always support us. Imagine we have about 50,000 Biafrans each contributing $1 or $2. Haven't we achieved what we are looking for? Not have to wait until when it's $200 or $300. Every little you have, you can bring it forward. We really need to move things fast. Get our people, because what I realize is only few people controlling that country, only few Biafrans are being looked after by Nigerians, and those few are the ones controlling a whole generation of people. Why should the majority be sitting down, watching, suffering? Why only few are milking the economy? The economy that is meant for all, meant for generations to come. Only few people are embezzling it, sending their children abroad, looking after their own people. This has to stop, and we have to move. Not mere talking, but put it into action, Director.
Yes, thank you very, very much, Barrister Mamezi. Thank you very much for that. Why are we like this as a people? Why was it that our forefathers managed to drive away evil, bad thing? Why is it that this present generation has kidnapping? Why is it that there is so much lies and so much deceit? Why is it that we are afraid to go back to where we come from because there are kidnappers? Nobody is talking about... Nobody is taking it up as a project to say that what is happening is wrong. Let's try and change it. Why do we have that type of mentality and mindset?
Fellow Biafrans, I believe any country that has gone through a war will never be the same. Because during the war, a lot of things were demystified. I know in my village there's a river called, a river that's called Yivra. People don't go to fish there anyhow. The village, sets us a date when they go there to fish. But during the war, people were stealing fish at night. They go there and fish at night. Nothing happened to them. Could you imagine? I remember during the war when we were doing land damming. You go during the day and plant your yam. You use fresh yam to put in the ground to rot. And when you put your yam in there and plant it, in the night, thieves go and uproot the same yam and go and peel it and eat. You'll be there waiting for your yam to grow. Nothing will happen. In the olden days, they would say this will happen to you. But people, all those things happen.
I mean, yam was a sacred product. You don't steal yam.
Yes, And it was even during the war that, our women, a lot of girls, started disobeying. It was during the war that we had wars like Dibakwoku and all those rough things, Women were the lords of the land and stuff. A lot of things changed during the war. So whenever you go through a war, people challenge a lot of myths. And once things are demystified, the country will never be the same. Crying over a spilled milk, it never happened.
So is this our lot? Is this what we are going to encounter as a people? Is this the end of it for
us? The only remedy is if we get our Biafra enemies to our law, then people have to be forced. In fact, what the Biafra need now is a little bit of dictatorship where you set out a rule and carry it out. It's just like, you showing people the right way. When they get used to it, then you leave them. They will be self-propelled. But as at now, it's a jungle. Survival of the fittest. It will be fat in Nigeria now. The politics is politics of hunger. Where the politicians will give you a bag of rice and you give away your right to vote and you vote them in. And they don't talk to you till the next 4 or 5 years. And they come back with another bag of rice. Tin of siding or this stockfish and everything. It's politics of fact. They starve you to submission.
Is that what is happening?
That's what is happening. And when you're starved to submission, you do anything. You can even sell your own brother to survive. In Biafra land, it's survival of the fittest. And when you are living a...
Could it be that we're then undergoing some type of extreme hunger? Could that be the reason why? Because you were telling us about your stories of the war where you eat raw pawpaw. Not even the... I wouldn't get to the cha-cha, but the pods that are just coming up. You eat
that's
anything.
Right, that's right.
So when you're hungry, you do anything to eat.
That's right. And you do anything to find food.
Could that be what is happening to us, where we can do anything? If Yorubas come, we take money. Anything they want us to do, we do. The house,
yes,
anybody.
We are starved into submission, you know. The last thing a man would do is to die of hunger.
Incredible. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Italy. I'm Daniel Chukwu by name.
Yes, Daniel Chukwu from Italy. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I done my monthly contribution last month. But this August, I'll buy 14th. I will contribute my own for the transmitter again. So I will, as last caller said, I will monthly give my own. So 50 euro. So let us go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
14th of August, I will give my 50 euro again as monthly contribution also.
Thank for transmit. Thank you.
I will call you. I will send it to you. I have your address. As you say, send it to me. I have the address with me.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening.
Please reduce your system, reduce your sound, and then speak to us, please. Go ahead.
Okay, it has been reduced. My name is Nelson Eaton.
Yes.
And I'm calling from Republic of Georgia.
Thank you very much.
I have paid attention to the program today, and I'm very determined to talk on the theme of what has been discussed today.
Yes.
I think the main issue now is going to be who will bail the cat. We are talking on contribution, and a lot of people have also contributed each day. These same cases and this topic keeps repeating itself. But I keep wondering, because during the election period in Nigeria, you will see a lot of people, even our fellow brothers, the Biafran people, coming out to give out a lot in millions and in trillions of naira. Why? Because the people are corrupted. And I think it is only a few people that God will touch in this generation to carry on the destiny of a great generation and take us to the promised land. I think apples are born and not made. It was at a point like this that the psalmist wrote that the effort of man is vain.
Yes.
Without the support of God.
Yes.
It was at this point that Nelson Mandela, from the tribe of Nelson Rolihlahla, studied in South Africa and decided to come back. He studied law and decided to confront. He decided to confront the challenges at that point with direct confrontation. He decided to exchange his legal wig with confrontation of the battle. Some time ago, I am saying this that all the Biafrans will know. I am not really from Igbo land, but I believe my state is part of the Biafran nation. Some time ago, on a Ben TV program, a witch whom God touched, one of the architects of the colonial foundation that led to Nigeria's independence in 1960, God struck him and he confessed. That was when he was at his 80s, that he was in the past. Nobody wanted him to say anything, but now he cannot go to his graveyard, to his grave, without telling the truth and about the atrocities perpetrated in Africa by the colonialists. He started his confession that Nigeria was his duty post. When they assessed Nigeria, they found in the south strength. Is in the south and east, strength, intelligence, a determination to succeed, well-established history, technology, and everything you can dream of that can make a nation to stand. That is the things that is about to be watered down today. Great hope and aspiration is one of them. Their mission then was, according accomplished by destroying the opposition on all fronts. He lamented that the British only looked after themselves and not Nigeria's interests. He said that when he sees Nigerians being accused or the Biafrans of fraud, he knows that the British were the worst fraudsters. Nigeria is still under the British control, and we have to break away from this yoke. We have to break away from this British control. Every single data that Nigeria has had since independence has been an agent of British imperialism. I want to advise that we should seek any support from our enemies. You were talking about the case of Rogers and all other leaders, the people that are supposed to take us to the promised land, and yet they are corrupt. As the Israelites that we are of this generation, I also want to charge everyone from Biafra Nation never to lose hope. That I want you to remember that in Nigeria, nobody respects us. Outside Nigeria, nobody respects us. So let us come back home, where we can call
you. Thank you.
Obasanjo sold out our land, Biafra. And even the day he was meant to go to the World Cup and defend it, he abandoned the whole case. And I know that when Biafra Nation stands, we will reclaim back our land. I want everybody out there, wherever you are, whether you are in India, whether you are Bangladesh, whether you are the poorest nation in the world, to give a little support, a little quarter. We don't have to, it is drops of water that makes up a full gallon of water. We don't have to give so much. Let God touch everybody. And I'm hoping that I have been talking to Nigerians here. We hope to also contribute massively to the support of the Biafra Nation. Biafra must stand in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. You didn't tell us where you come from.
I am from Nelson. My name is Nelson Christopher Ethan. I am from Akwa Ibom State, and I am calling from. I'm from Akwa Ibom. I'm calling from the Republic of Georgia, Tbilisi.
Thank you very much. The message is getting through, and madam, you're welcome to our program. We need you to sit very close by, please. If you can help her to come and sit very close by. Because once you start talking now, the lines will be flooded. That is the problem that we're having. Yes, please.
I can see there's a lot of calls.
Yes, yes, of course. So this is Radio Biafra. People, intelligent people listen to Radio Biafra. People who are sensible listen to Radio Biafra. Let us go and see what Barrister Mambezu makes of it before we go to the lady of the house to go and get her opinion. Barrister Mambezu, are you there?
Yes, Director, listening to this guy with much delight, what he had to say, as we already know, that Biafrans, there's nothing we are not capable of doing, Director. We are capable of ruling ourselves, we are capable of doing everything by ourselves, on our own, alone. But because of the enemies around us, because of the machination of how Biafrans should be suppressed, how we should not rise up, despite the fact that we came from the land of the rising sun. Director, you can only be held for all these years. We can never be held forever. We are liberating. We are moving forward. Nothing can stop us anymore. There are guys who have the brain out there who are listening. Not some of all these chitty-chatty who are on Facebook. Not even know what we are talking about.
Facebook. They are doing Igbo on Facebook.
They don't know what we are talking about. When you try to educate them, that what you see is not exactly how it is. I did a media study. I know what media is all about. The more you look, the less you see. They will present the reality at the back and bring just ordinary fiction for you to believe. Director, the Biafrans will stand. We will stand, and because we know we are capable. We know, and our enemies know, but they cannot stop us anymore. We are awake now. Before, we are sleeping. Now, this is the battle ahead of us.
Thank you very much. That was the very commanding voice of Barrister Mambezu. Madam, we're going to come to you. I told you, now you came, the lines are jammed. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, give us your name where you are.
Hello.
Yes, give us your name and where you are, please. Your name. Aha, go again. Aha, nagene bamro, nebi sepota. Hello?
Yeah, my name is hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Nnamdi Awaji. Yes. I'm from Umoji, Amoji, Anambra State.
Okay, go ahead.
I live in Spain, Las Palmas
in Spain. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling to support our brother that just called now from Russia, I think. He said he hit the nail. He hit the hammer on the head of the nail. He went straight to the point. We need his people like him to open up and talk, because we need to talk. How can we be searching for money to buy a transmitter where we have millions of people giving out this money? We have Igbo people, Igbo billionaires giving out money in support, to loot our money, to loot the money we have in our.
Yes, I think the line was a bit is unstable. It was unstable. Let's go and see if we can take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, this is Carol Monday in London.
Hi, Carol. This is Radio
Hello,
Biafra. Good evening. It's good afternoon from here, actually. It's good afternoon from here. It's just gone past 3 p.m. in Toronto. Please go ahead. What would you like to say? Go ahead.
Hello, good evening to everybody in Toronto. It's quite nice to hear you all there. I'm listening to the broadcast tonight and the concerns over the funding. What's worrying me is that is not only the lack of funding, but the lack of time that you have left. I don't see the sense of urgency.
Yes, go ahead. Are you okay where you are?
Sorry, I had to change lines. Yeah, there's not a sense of urgency. If the people need to regularly fund, if it's weekly or monthly, out of their budget, they need to set something aside towards this cause. It's not just to fund Radio Biafra. They think it's just for a transmitter or just one thing, but it's not. The Council of Elders have asked that you fund Biafra. Biafra is a nation. The people have to hold up Biafra, and there is no funding from anywhere coming in. There is, 20 people across the world that give a little. There's probably 10 that give a lot, or not even 10, I wouldn't say. You know the figures. I don't know the figures entirely. But when you run a country with there's 7 million people that want to be counted as Biafrans. So where are the 7 million people? There's only 5 to 10 phoning in and saying, yes, you know, we can help. And this, the people like Moses and the doctor in Ireland, people that have pledged something, and Australia as well. But they haven't committed, and we are running out of time. And I cannot stress it enough. And there is not enough urgency in this. If you understand that the North States are now all Islamic, so at any time they can actually stand as a republic, they can be sovereignized. Because they are Islamic rule, actually physically come out of Nigeria. What happens if they wanted to come out of Nigeria? What happens to Biafra? Unless there is funding through the Council of Elders, through Radio Biafra, through Bilia, if there's not funding, Biafra will not be able to stand. Because it has to stand with the government, with its people behind it, with able to. And people are not understanding this. The only reason that Boko Haram has not come out and said, yes, we'll be sovereign in the north, is because there is no money in the land in the north. The money in Nigeria is in the southeast. The oil, the minerals, the things that are worth anything are in Biafra land. So he will move. He will not just take one third of Nigeria. He will come for all of it. And he is already moving his way down. He is already stretching into Middle Belt. He will keep going down and down and down. Before you know, he'll be in Benin. And before you know, he's in your land.
He's there already in Ebonyi State. As they are on Facebook chatting and yapping away, they are in Ebonyi State. And
this is what the people have got to understand, Mr. Kanu. They have got to understand. Make a choice now. Either give up something in your household and fund these people. Because back home, I listen to them crying that the people in diaspora have forgotten them. Because they're afraid. They were afraid to stand up. One man told me that they found oil on his land, He said, they rang their children abroad, and their children said, oh, just give them the land, because it's better that you give them the land and you have your life. They have to give their land to them because they'd be left with their life. They say they offered the governor, the governor from the state offered them a car for the land. He said, good, that's good. You get a car. That's better than nothing.
That's incredible. Anyway, thank you
it's
very
disgusting.
Much.
It's disgusting.
Thank you very, very much. And you stay where you are. Let's continue to take our calls before we go to... You cost it, madam. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello,
yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
This is Mr. Agotuko Emeleke. I'm calling from London.
From London, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me make it short and brief anyway. Your account, your Diamond Bank account, is it on Onuruju One Nabaloso, right?
Onurube One Nabaloso.
One number also, yes. It's okay, right?
It is fine, yes.
Okay. No problem. My wife is looking at me.
Hello, how are you? This is Radio Biafra.
Oh, hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. We are yes. here trying to free our people from bondage. That's what we're doing.
Yes, that's very good. Keep up the good work. We support your work here.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Okay, director, no problem. I'm at 250,000 naira tomorrow, no problem.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Yes, that's about £1,000 or thereabouts. This is Radio Biafra. We want our enemies. You know our enemies are plenty.
Yeah.
Not just a voice us on the Awosa and the Yoruba. There are our enemies answering Igbo names living in America, northeast part of America.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them.
Yes.
We cannot beg them.
That's true.
Never.
That's true.
Never. Rather than me to kneel and beg any Igbo person to support Biafra, I'd rather die than do that. I can never do it.
These
are mad people. Please, madam, go ahead.
We are going to get this.
Of course, we'll get
this transmitter.
We'll get it.
We're going to get it. If we, one person will buy it, we will buy it.
We want the, a lot of challenges.
If one person has to buy it, we'll do it. Yeah. Just by next month, it will pass next
which
month.
We are going to buy our transmitter. We want them to know that we inform them because you know I don't fight like a coward. If I'm going to fight you, I tell you in advance so you prepare.
That's true. Let there be a challenge.
You know, when we are small, when you want to go out to go and fight, you don't see somebody walking. You see,
No.
Is that how you fight?
No.
You inform them in advance notice
so that they get ready.
So we are informing those of them in America on Facebook yapping. That this is Radio Biafra, you mark our words. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. So that way you know what respect is. Please, madam, go ahead.
My name is Ogechukwu Ume Ezuma from Toronto, Canada. Unfortunately, I'm just joining the broadcast right now. Onwe hendi bona tuninu si mberede nyiri dike mberede ke jamadike.
That's right.
And Diko Sinaga, I met the last caller. I think he's from, is it Russia or Chicago?
From Georgia.
From Georgia.
Yes, in Tbilisi, Georgia, in the Soviet Union, yes.
He said everything. It's left for all the Biafran that is listening because he himself, he says, he's not even a Biafran, but he believes in it. And the part of where he came from is also Biafran. And with the zeal he has in his heart to say, that we should rise and get this thing going. The Igbos, wherever you are, the Biafrans, that still, maybe they're still scared to pronounce that they are Biafrans. You have to sit up and say it out loud and claim your land. If you want someone to claim it for you, that means you are not serious. You have to stand and claim it yourself. I haven't said that. I want to tell all the Biafrans that are listening. I know it's around the world. If you want us to give you a challenge, I'm going to give it to you. But I'm going to give you like in the evening around 7 p.m. I will just wait and see what will happen in this 2 p.m. afternoon broadcast. From there, then I will say what I'm going to say at the end of the day. Because I know today is our last day broadcasting from Toronto, Canada. And I want every one of you listening to me right now to call in. contribute, talk. We want to hear you, your opinion. Voice it out. If you don't say it, no one is going to know what is in your heart. We are not going to come to your heart and say, oh, he or she is thinking something like this. If you say it out, we will know where to come. We will know how to answer your question or how to address what is bothering you or why you are afraid. Okay? That's what I want to say for right now.
Thank you very much. We still have Barrister Ibam Mezu. Thank you very much for that, madam. And people will now be, are you sure we're going to say anything in the evening? You're saying for all of them to call. But we hope and pray that we'll be able to get a word in. We want to remind our people that Radio Biafra is not for cowards. We are not going to run away from where we were born. Some of us, we are born in the village. I can understand if you are born outside Igboland, your umbilical cord was not buried in Igboland. If you want to live and die outside Igboland, that is your business. But for us, that is where we were born, and that's where we're going to die. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Chinedu Chukwuemeka, calling from Malaysia.
Yes, go ahead. Malaysians are great people. We have given them too much burden so far. We are beginning to feel sorry for them. But please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you so much, my brother. You have been doing a lot of work for us. I'm so much appreciated. What I want to say is that I have been hearing people a lot, and things have been happening in our land. Our brothers are dying, our sisters are dying, our mothers and fathers are dying over there in Biafra land. But I know that some of us who call themselves Biafra have already drank that evil water. If you tell them about Biafra, they don't want to know. They don't want to listen to you. Rather, they will be laughing at you and telling you, let us see how Biafra will survive. But I strongly believe that whether they like it or not, Biafra must solid stand. Because I strongly believe in what our late father, Ojukwu, told us, that we should move forward and we should join our hands together to fight Biafra. And I'm strongly telling you people that whether they like it or not, I'm a Biafra and I will stand as a Biafra and I will die as a Biafra. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you very, very much. Malaysian people are great people. We gave them too much assignment. Maybe because of the enthusiasm, we ask them to buy us a printing press so we can have free newspapers. We want to teach those of them in America what charity means. We are going to get our transmitter. We will have a printing press. We will publish newspapers in Biafra land and we will distribute it for free so they will understand. We want to build a Biafra founded on the spirit of giving sacrifice and devotion to your country, not the selfishness that they have in this part of the world. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good day.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon.
My name is Emmanuel Enuma. I'm calling from Spain.
From Spain.
I'm from Anambra, Navy.
Yes, you're from Navy. Go ahead.
Yes, there is something, I don't know whether we're including it in the contribution, which is security of the transmitter, because yes. If we buy the transmitter, it must be secured,
yes,
wherever it's going to be mounted.
Yes.
So, because if we mount the transmitter without security, you know what is possible in Nigeria. And knowing what we are fighting for, you know what they can do. So that is what I wanted to contribute. And also, based on this contribution as well, I don't know whether it is possible, because you can never tell. It might motivate our people to work hard on the contribution, which what I'm trying to say is if it is possible for the developers of the website, for them to include the amount which is necessary for the transmitter, and also be actualizing it, showing the amount which we have achieved, and the amount which is remaining.
Yes.
And this is to show our people where we are going to and where we are.
Yes.
Because you can never tell it might motivate our people to work hard towards it. Because when you are seeing something, you work hard towards it.
That is correct. You know? That is correct. What you're saying is a very good idea, and it's something we're going to incorporate. We'll try and take it forward. It's a very wonderful idea. Those of you in Spain must get together and make sure that you form the Radio Biafra Consultative Council so that you can also be consulted on the issue of Biafran. When we come to you and say, what are Biafrans in Spain thinking about, you be able to give us your opinion. Radio Biafra is here to facilitate the restoration of Biafra.
You know, the problem here in Spain, I will speak of my own. I don't really know who is even supporting Biafra here in Spain, because, you know, I'm very sure many people are inside their house listening to this program, but you can never tell, because you don't know who is supporting Biafra, who is not. So if there is anybody who is in Malaga, Spain, which can be consulted, then you let me know, because here in Spain it's just it's almost like that everybody is on his own. So I don't know who is supporting Biafra and who is not. I have some friends which are normally listening to Radio Biafra, but we are not in a good quantity, you know.
How many of you are there? Are you people up to two?
We are four.
Then that is in, there are people in Valencia, there are people in Barcelona, there are people in Madrid. Where are you based in Spain?
In Malaga.
Yeah, in Malaga. So you people are more than complete. All we need are only 10 people in each country. Madi, this also, 10 people only in each country, and Biafra will come. We will have a demonstration in each country starting from Japan, 12 noon, on a day to be appointed, when we announce to the whole world that Biafra is coming. 12 noon in each country. The cowards that live in America will run away, we know that for sure. But we will do what we can, because in the USA we have Dr. Moses Mwigwe is there, Clifford Onanya is there, Martin Zanusiem is there, Ugochukwu is there, Cletus is there, we have the Morgalo family in Los Angeles, we have Ekwenche in Chicago, very, very formidable. We don't need the rest of the talkatives who are in America, Atagidele Hamburger, you see, maybe, and soda. That's what they call Coca-Cola, they call it soda in America. They don't know what they're doing. We are here to tell them the truth. The reason why we are harsh on these people, they must realize, is because they have abdicated their responsibility to the both the dead and to the living. You owe an obligation to the people that went and fought and died for you. It is your duty to remember their memory. It is your duty to protect their heritage. It is your duty to protect their honor. We are not doing that. And we cannot let people get away with it. That is why we don't value life, we don't value sacrifice, we don't value anything. Because we have not remembered those that died, that we may live. People died that we may live. We have a veteran here in the studio. When they were charging up a hill, two people were killed before he got to the hill. Had those people not been there, you'd have been shot dead. You'd have died. But they died so that you may be able to get to the hill. We have men and women that sacrificed their lives for us between 1967 and 1970. We cannot abandon them. We cannot stop remembering them. We cannot stop honoring them. And as long as they exist in the spirit, Radio Biafra will march on in truth and honesty. Any other group can steal and cheat and kidnap and pillage. If they like, let them go and bring Boko Haram into Biafra land. We are coming. The day of reckoning is coming. Because I have one confidence in life, is that darkness has never defeated light before.
Never.
Despite everything Jeroboam did, because God was so upset with Israel, the same thing that's happening in Igbo land, he divided Israel into two, into Israel in the north and Judah in the south. Mm-hmm. And Jeroboam ascended the throne in Israel and dealt with them. Every king in northern Israel worshipped idol. They were all idolaters, all of them. And God also, and God gave them to their enemies.
Also, one more thing. You know, this is, like you said, you normally say, this is a spiritual battle that we are facing. Normally, we must have to put God first, because that's the only way we can achieve this fight. Because we are not going to fight physically, because these people, they are more prepared than us. So, and the only way we can achieve this is by praying, and then after that, then we can now, as human beings that we are, then we can now do what is right that we should do. Understand? So, because
God is watching over us, and so we see it's very simple, my dear. In those days, when you go back home and you want to determine the guilt and innocence of people, you take off your shoes and you stand on the land and you pour hot drink on the floor and you libate, and you don't invoke, you make reference to our ancestors, and then for them to guide you. As long as people died, Both the women who were pregnant in the north and their children was cut out of their stomach. As long as the spirit of the people that devoted their lives to Biafra is concerned, we are going to succeed. We have succeeded already. We are going to succeed. Because people must know that had it been the wish of God that we come under the subjugation of the Islamic caliphate in the north, he would have delivered them to us long time ago. But they got to Benue State and they perished. As soon as the Islamic army started to see palm tree, they all fell and died and returned to Zaria, a disgraced army. The Yorubas were very porous, they were conquered. The Benin people conquered Yoruba people. Anybody can conquer them. Even people trading in Niger Republic can start to walk into the land and take them over. All they do is to talk on the page of newspaper.
Okpami,
and they run away, as a veteran would say. But this is Radio Biafra, and we're going to get Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Also, one more thing, if I can.
Have we lost you? Hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah, make it very brief, because we have people who want to speak. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be brief. Yeah, normally some people, when they call, they try to exclude some people that we can do without them and all this stuff. You know, this is a fight that not only one person, nor two, nor even 1 million can fight. It's something that is kind of interconnected. If you exclude some white people out of this race, you can never tell. They might be of help when the fight starts. If you exclude some people who wants to be Biafran or whatever, you can never tell. They might be of help. So as far as that person is genuine and it's serving God in truth, that person might be useful. You know?
Yes, that is true.
So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you. We like that. His brother calling from was in Malaga, he said he was calling. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The callers on Skype, I can see you're more than one. Your names and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Sinebu. I'm calling from Malaga.
Yes, and the other person is? There's another person on this call. What's his name? Hello?
Yeah, my name is Chinedu. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Okay, then Chinedu, go ahead. You can't get the person. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry for disturbing. I really want to give a long comment. I don't want to talk too much because
your line is very noisy. It's very, very noisy.
Yeah, but I switched off my network. I switched off my radio.
It's okay. It's a static from where is there any fan around where you are? Is there any fan swirling around where you are?
Just a ceiling fan. Just a ceiling fan.
Ceiling fan is the one disturbing. Turn it off, please. Ceiling fan is disturbing us. Turn it off and you call us back. Let's take this call.
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Ferguson. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, Father Sin, you're calling from Malaysia. Go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead. Yes.
My greeting to my family. No kidding. I'm a good knowledge.
Thank you.
What I want to say is regarding this Mazanoku issue. You see, when my yesterday topic was talking about importation Nigerian issue, have Mazanoku forgotten that the Central state pays 22% import duty, while the remaining government pays 11%. The northern has free importation. So I wonder why we have such somebody who is PhD. I'm not insulting him. I'm giving you respect to PhD. A number of them telling us stories. Like me, being an Arab man, it can't tell me tomorrow to stop being an Arab, to be an Igbo man. I can't take that. What I'm trying to say is this, we should not looking at them, we should move forward from where we are. The number two is this, they have done a very great job, honestly, with that transmitter. They are almost 3% today. If they get transmitter, the independence is already with us, without even fighting war.
Yes, of course. All we need to do is to educate our people and we are free.
Without transmit that, we know what independence is already in our hands. Because man, they have up to 50 million viewers that follow them on the internet. Then when they want to transmit that, they come out and we know himself. He tells me that my brother will go to Uganda to do business because of import tax duty, free import tax duty. In Eastern and in East Central, he can't do business here because of all these problems. So what I'm begging everybody, you can see that this could be called a because all one naira can you have an issue, can you go that transmitter? No war. With that transmitter, everything is done. I'm telling you.
Thank you very much.
You don't need any.
It seems to be some kind of Arochukwu union on Radio Biafra, which is a good thing. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from Toronto in Canada, where we are allowed. We are not allowed in northern part of the United States. Go ahead, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes.
Yes.
My name is Chima. I'm calling from Russia.
You're calling from Russia. Chima from Russia.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Where are you from?
Yes.
Chima, KBC, Puta. Okay, go ahead.
I'm in Imo State. So I want to, I'm in Russia right now. I want to thank one of you for the people that are trying to help us for our food. But now I want to make two contributions. Number one, I want to ask whether you have intention of coming to Russia.
We will go to anywhere we are invited, including the moon and the stars. We will go to anywhere we are invited to go and broadcast to our people. If we are invited to Russia, we will go to Russia. Yes, we can.
I want to come to Russia and broadcast live the people of Biafra. And secondly, I want to make a donation concerning the transmitter. So I don't know because I don't have credit card, you know. So I don't know if they are saying how one can make contribution to the transmitter.
Yes, you can. You can. What we need to do is that it's not something for us to discuss on the air. We would like you to send us a text message. Send us a text, your name and your telephone number to this number you called now. That's all you need to do. Once you do that, somebody will call
right.
you from London, either Uche Mefo or Karo Monde, Dr. Chukwu Egemba, Wada Manachi Okpara, Barrister Mamezu, or Chukwu Ebunyeze, even Barrister Mekado of Emeka, may contact you. Please give us your name and your number in Russia. We'll call you to make arrangements.
I will send it through Skype.
Yes, you can do that. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Please, I will send you the details on how to get payment via Western Union.
No worries. Okay. We'll tell you how to do that. Just send us message via Skype. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, we still have Barrister Mamezu on the line. Ike Chukwenyago, stay where you are. Stay where you are on the line. We have Barrister Mamezu. We want to go to him. He is our eminent barrister. He's an attorney at law in the United Kingdom, practicing in England and Wales. If anybody tells you that they are a barrister or solicitor in United Kingdom, you know they are lying, because Scotland has a different set of rules from England and Wales. This is Barrister Emamizu. Barrister, you are live through to Radio Biafra Studio here in Toronto, Canada. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, thank you for coming back. I've been listening quietly and assimilating all the contributions from brothers, and I haven't heard from our sisters. I hope they are all about. It's about time for any of them to pick their phone. Does it mean that all of them are all married? Don't we have single sisters who can pick up the phone and make donations? So please, wherever you are, all our sisters, Biafran sisters, those that we are always proud of, remember, wherever you are, a Biafran woman is always a Biafran woman. They are tough, hardworking, diligent people. educated people, wherever you are, pick up the phone, give us a bell, and tell us what you can do. Because we are walking this together. We are all in this together. Without our women, you know, our men are going nowhere. I remember what director said last week. I think, is it a sister from America who said, those our coward men should come under Harappa, and she will cover them
our,
up.
Our sister, Ngozi from Sweden, yes. She wants us to come and hide under Harappa, so she can protect us. I will take her, barrister, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll go and beg the husband from Sweden, so she can allow her to, I will bring her to America, to around New York, New Jersey, Maryland, with a big rapper to be covering Igbo men around there.
Honestly, director, some of our Igbo men are cowards and majority are traitors. They should come out of this wickedness. They should stand up for their rights and for the rights of others. Somebody was asking me on Facebook, what is all this about? I said, what is all about? It's our freedom. I'm not in Nigeria, I'm here.
I comfortably
put my foot up and put it on a settee. But no, my people are being killed. My people are dying. What does it benefit me? I stay in this country only to go home and all my cousins and relatives, or they're all killed by Boko Haram. How does it please me that I should sit here and enjoy all the peace and pieces provided by people from this country? Then I enjoy and go home, only that place is desolated and deserted. Our people are supposed to realize, wherever you are, the country you are is being made by somebody. It's about time we contribute and make our own. Remember our brother who called, he said he's not an Igbo, he's a Biafran, intelligent guy who was telling us about how we should get up and carry on with what we are doing. He said that if it's politicians will vote money, because they know once they give it to one politician, the next day he'll get another money back. What are people forget that there is no better way investing in yourself? Money invested in yourself is the best you ever realize in life. Investing money in politics because you want to get it directly back is not the best. Invest in yourself. Your children, forefathers, four will reap the benefit of what you have contributed. Our people should invest in themselves. Don't invest in politics. Money will get straight away. Invest in yourself and you will reap it back. Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister Mambezu. Thank you very much. Let's go and take this call, madam, before we come to you. This is Radio Biafra. I'm sure we have Ikechukwu still on the line. Please give us your name. Confirm to the listening public. Confirm to every Biafran all over the world listening to Radio Biafra live transmission from Toronto, your name and where you come from, please.
Thank you, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu. My name is Ikechukwu Eniago, and I'm from Umulumbe in Udi, local government area of Enugu State. I am presently in Malaysia. Thank you.
Go ahead, please. The world is listening. What would you like to say?
Okay. I just decided to come in and make some observation to correct some things here. I noticed that for some time now, we have our brethren, Biafrans all over Malaysia here, calling in and contributing one way or the other. That's encouraging. We encourage them to keep on calling, keep on listening. But that is something I want to clarify here.
Yes, go ahead.
We have spread the news of Biafra to every nook and cranny of where our people reside in this country. We have printed about 2,000 flyers the first time to disseminate the information of Biafra, carrying every detail of how to get across to us, how to get across to what is going on, how to fall in line with the project and the program of Biafra that has been handed over to Malaysia, to us from a Council of Elders and Bileu Malas Initiative and the Biafra London. We have done everything to get across to some of them, including those people that are calling. I heard somebody like Obina called. I heard another person called Fadasin called. His name is Fadasin, which means he's either living in Fadasin of Kepong, or living in or close to Fadasin of Kepong, where I went and met with my group and met with Igbo Union, and last week we met with Igbo Union to also there. And flyers have been all over Kepong, that place. You know, Fadasin, you know that the we know where we are, you know one of us or two of us, you know where we are, that you have not, you've always been hearing Nnamdi Kanu say, connect to us, but you refuse. And you are pointing at people in USA, you are pointing at the government, but you are the first enemy we have. You say you don't, for some of them say they don't have papers. Let me tell you, about 95% of people in this country have issues with papers. Is it not when you come to this place and you find something or they're sending money from Nigeria that you begin to talk about papers? Many of people in this place have issues with papers. So it's not something that you'd be afraid of. Somebody who has lost his freedom does not care for papers. You care for freedom because when you get freedom, you get every other
thing. You get paper.
he's calling this one. They say, please come and identify with us so that we can streamline our actions. So that we stop speaking from different tongues. You will call and say you don't support USA, but you are very close to me. You won't come. If you want me to come and meet you, I will come. If I don't have money, I'll borrow money and come and meet you. If you want to come and meet me. And you won't. They won't come. They won't go. And they will pick phone and start calling. Please, my brothers, let's stop this nonsense. I believe in. There is nothing. I was just telling somebody in my BB today. I say, even if my father wakes up today and say he doesn't support Biafra, if it is possible for me, if it is natural, I would disown him. Because I know that what he's saying in actual sense is that he doesn't believe in my freedom. For every Igbo and for every Biafran, our sovereignty, the restoration of our independence is our freedom. You have no freedom, you are a slave. No matter where you are today, until Biafra, you are a slave. So I'm challenging every Biafran in this country, big and small boys, wherever you are, whoever you are, please, if you want to help us to move this thing forward, if you have a better way to help us to move this thing forward, please come. I have discussed with my executive and my members here. We are ready to give you the place. We will follow you. We are looking for people who know the better way to go so that we will follow them. Because our people do not understand. The defeat of the war has increased selfishness in us. If you say you want Biafra, stand up for Biafra. It is Biafra or nothing. You can't be coming every day from Malaysia, from different places, but you have received the flyers. You see the information on how to get to us. You don't want to get to us. And you are pointing at Hausa people, pointing at Yoruba people, but you are our first enemy. Please.
Stay where you are. We're going to come back to you. Stay. Don't go away. Stay on the line where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Please, my name is Chidi. I'm calling from Malaysia. Please, I want to correct something important.
Yes.
Would I allow him to finish?
No, go ahead and finish what they're saying. Go ahead. You said you wanted to correct. It's an objection you want to raise. This is radio.
It's an objection. I want to correct my brother that is speaking from Malaysia at the moment.
Yes.
I am one of the Imo State Welfare Executive. And I'm the one that welcomed them when they come to Imo State Welfare Meeting.
That's good.
There are something that I need to correct.
Go ahead.
See. Every Biafra member need to have the spirit you personal brought in and they have. Hello?
Yes, we are listening. The world is listening. Go ahead. We are listening to you.
Yeah, because many people are talking. Please, many people need to have the spirit you have. Because when they come to Imo State Welfare, we are not up to 25 members at the meeting. Because our chairman is not there and most of the executive is not there. But Imo State, particularly, Imo State Register, in our registered member is more than 5,000 in Malaysia.
More than 5,000?
More than 5,000.
I'm in a village. There is nobody left at home. I am.
My name is Akachiku Josiah, known as Akatsin in Imo State Welfare. I am legible executive member. For 3 years, I am executive member.
Okay.
I am telling you, we are more than 5,000 registered, not even non-registered. I am telling you, registered. But most of them are not coming for Imo State Welfare Meeting because of the security reasons in Malaysia. When they come to Imo State Welfare Union, many people did not come to the meeting. And they pass the information to the people presently, not up to 30 people. See, they need to have the spirit you have. When they go to a union, they suddenly see many people. Personally, I, Akachiku, I have been informing many people. I am the chief provost. and I've been taking, I took their crier or their poster and everything, begin to share people that are not presently. I know how many people that I've been presenting to, even people that don't believe it. I try to convince them. They need to understand. It's something that you need to convince people. It's not something that you begin to cast your people.
Nobody need, if you're an Igbo person,
like,
language you mean they want to get it right. Hold on a second.
Presently,
my brother Waliwe, every Igbo person, you don't have to be, even if you're born in Siberia, you want to be free, because freedom is part of our makeup. We taught the American people how to write their constitution. The constitution you have in America, where men and women are equal before God, were suggestions given by slaves captured in Igbo land.
Thank you.
The constitution of America was drawn up by it with the help of Igbo people, because we told them that men and women are created equal under God. That's why they have the constitution. So every Igbo person is a freedom lover, regardless of where you are. So they don't need to be reminded. We are not evangelists, Yoruba pastors, looking for people to come to church and donate money to us. We are talking about Biafra.
Bernardi, I want to say something important. You know, many people that are accumulating, that are listening to this Radio Biafra, is because of you. One thing, you have the knowledge, and you have the power, and you have the intention, you have everything that I needed in communication. You know how to understand different people, because many different people are communicating, as well as many tribes in Biafra, because Biafra is not one tribe. That is how it is in Malaysia as we are today. I am one of the executives. One thing we need to do, that the anger must be focused on Nigeria, or this called Biafra Nigeria, not for we people, because we need understanding, we need humility, we need to unite ourselves. Before you can convince somebody to follow you to do what you're doing, that person particularly need to understand what you're doing.
Yes, I like agree, we, of course, yes. I agree with you, yes.
We in Malaysia, many people that have never known about it, it's just like a movie to them. They need to be convinced. They need to be understand what we are doing. As I am person, particularly person, I have had Arabic Radio Biafra for a long time, but when I listen to you, I hear your voice, I paid attention for 3-4 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, I understand what is going on, and then I volunteer myself to join. So it's something that you need to convince people. It's not something that you begin to tell people that you have been moving all Malaysia, nobody's paying your attention, is lie.
Okay, our brother, hang on a second. Our brother is here. You know that Malaysia is the most formidable grouping of Biafrans anywhere on this planet. Do you know that?
Yes, good. I know that.
Good. Malaysia is the strongest place, even more stronger than in Biafra land, where you have genuine Biafrans.
Bernard, there's one information I want to give you. Pay attention to me. There is one particular state in Imo State called Etiti. Etiti local government in Imo State. In Etiti in Malaysia today, they have many groups. Like when you come to the village, any village, in Malaysia today, Etiti local government have their tribe meeting in Malaysia. These people have never known about it.
Okay, so you can help Ikechukwu to do that. Help Ikechukwu to do that, because we have other callers on the line. Let's go to him to finish his point. Thank you very much. Ikechukwu is still on the line. Let's go to him. Ikechukwu, you're there?
Yes, I'm still here.
And I'm sure you heard what the brother said, yes?
Yes.
You are all going to work together. You are singing from the same hymn sheet. You are all going to... He's going to help. Even reach
is he here with me? Yeah. Is he here? Can you hear me? Brother Aka, can you hear me?
We can't hear you.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, you should hear me. That Brother Aka who just called in is a member. He's a member in our group. He's in our forum here. Yeah? And he's one of the executives that we went to meet. Obviously, he misunderstood me. Okay. I have not made this type of call before, and I was not referring to the union. They accepted us. They shared what they were doing, and they accepted us in Imo group. And when we went to Olu, the same the same thing. They shared what they were doing, and they accepted and they listened to us. I am talking to our brothers everywhere, not just one person. And like you rightly said, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu, every Biafran has that in his spirit. You don't. What will I be? We all came out here to struggle and get something and send to our people and get back home. So we know we are coming for Biafra because we know what it represents for us. It's not for you to expect me to go and begin to beg every Igbo person about Biafra. That person, the person is not Igbo. The person is not a Biafran.
That is correct.
It means like some of us, one of the executives was telling me, he called me about 2 days ago and he was almost crying. He told me that they are insulting him over, they told him the chairman of one Imo state in another area, told him don't ever bring the issue of Biafra in this place. If don't ever bring the issue of Biafra in the meeting, I said, please don't worry about those people. He told me his level in this place, that if it were not for this cause, he would have become another thing. I said, no, all you need to do is ignore those people, but still get me the numbers of their leaders, that person's number, his name, and how I can contact them. So yes, I will send information and go there. Then let them reject us, but get the information of those people because they are needed. They are the first people that are opposing Biafra, not even Hausa, not even Nigeria.
That is correct.
Every Igbo person, I repeat it again, every Igbo person should champion Biafra more than any other person. Every Biafran should be at the forefront of what we are doing about Biafra. You don't have to expect me to come and explain it to you. You are in this country, Malaysia, because of what is going on in Nigeria.
Of course. So Stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name, your village, Ebese Muoge, and where you're calling from. Hello? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? William, can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. I hope that... Don't be afraid. You can speak. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Hello? I don't know. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, I don't think they can. Some people sometimes they get a bit worried, they get scared.
You know, sometimes they don't know whether the speaker is.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes, yes, yes. Please go ahead, madam. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, first I want to comment on what Barrister said when he called in about our ladies, the Biafran ladies. I know sometimes we find it difficult to come out and talk. Maybe our husband is not in support of Biafra, or maybe that we don't really know what Biafrans are. We should know it by now, because I know most of the women are listening. I want you to please, just we need your contribution, like our brother just said. Please, I'm begging you. I will beg, even if my director is not begging. I'm begging because I know we can do mountains. If we have it, if we decide to do something, we do it. And I believe in all Omada. Biko, Alma, you never bununo. Just pick up this phone and call. Even if you don't have anything to contribute or to pledge, sorry, just call and ask us questions about this Biafra if you are still confused. We just want to hear your voice, okay?
Yes.
Biko, and again, I want to thank this Malaysian people.
They are great.
They are so well organized. Even because you said wherever there is evil, there is always misunderstanding.
That's correct.
It's just how do you
manage
to put it together?
Yes.
And why I'm saying this is Toronto and or the Biafrans in Canada as a whole, both those in Vancouver, Montreal, all over the place. If you guys are listening, you heard what the Malaysians are talking. That's why we are here broadcasting in Toronto. For you guys to call in and talk. Voice out what the problem is. Because we know we have many Biafrans in this country. When you voice out your own opinion, your own thoughts, if someone heard you, the person will call in. From there, we start the dialogue. We are not going to start dialoguing where nobody is calling. So please, Toronto's, Canada, Montreal, Vancouver, Hamilton, Brantford, wherever it is, calling. We need you guys. Today is our last day. Our director came all the way from UK, from US to Canada to broadcast live. And he needs you people to call him. We need to put both groups, both meetings, whatever it is. We need to put it together so Biafra can move on, because this is our fight and we must fight for it. Please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There are calls all over the place. Let's take this one as well.
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra. Yes. Sorry for...
Hello.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead. Please, your name and where you
okay.
are.
Okay. No problem. I'm Michael Iranga from Italy, please. Yes. And, I don't know, before I turn off my computer, I don't know the time you people are closing. I want to use this opportunity to thank the Canadian people. They are very, very great. I'm very, very much happy with them. They yes. are my people.
Canada.
They are my friends.
I love them.
The
yes.
Canadian people.
Yes.
They are my people. They are their friends.
Yes.
And they are my fathers, mothers, and sisters.
Yes.
I thank them a lot. God will reward them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
If the whole Biafran people all over the world can be like the Canadian people, in fact, the Biafran must be now, not even tomorrow. So, notwithstanding, we will still be appealing to the Biafran people all over the world. Let us join hand and get this Biafra.
Thank you very much.
If you join hand and get this Biafra, we all will be very, very happy. We all will be out from this bondage that we are in overseas. In Italy here, people are in Italy. They know the condition. Many of us are here. Many can stay months, years without doing anything. Now there is crisis everywhere in the world. The Italian own is even more worse. People are staying without work. If we can get this Biafra, to me, instead of staying idle here, I prefer going home in Biafra land, where I can stay in my father's house and be working, where I can stay in my father's house and have rest of mind, where I can stay in my father's house without much stress, paying bill, electricity, this and that, without working. And nobody can have you in a house. So the best thing is to join hand and let us get this Biafra, please, Biafras. I am very, very much happy again to Canada people. God bless you people.
Thank you.
And I'm appealing to Italians, please, Italians. You people are very great. Now the Kalu went to Israel. He said it's a holy land. The Italian people should remember that Rome is a holy land. The city I am living, which is Padova, we have St. Anthony of Padova. It's a holy man. People came here all over the world to come and visit St. Anthony. St. Mark was buried here. Most of the people in disciple in apostle, most of apostles are buried here in Italy. So Italy is also a great country in which the Biafrans are supposed to join hand. Let us make Italy proud. In Jesus' name, I beg all of you, just contribute the little you can. 1 year is enough. Please, people.
Thank you very
without
much.
Taking more time, I still thank the Canada people. Thank you, Canada people. God will reward you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Very, very much. Thank you. I don't know if we still have Barista Mamus. There are so many calls. We don't know what to do with it. There are too many calls coming in. I don't know if we have anyone. Do we have you on Skype? The person on Skype, are you there? The caller on Skype, are you there? I don't think so. I don't think so. Give us your name and where you're calling from, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good afternoon from Toronto, Canada. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Okoro Chinedu Brazil from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Go ahead.
Yeah. The two Malaysian guys that called now. Are you with me?
We are with you, but please try to turn off your system. When you turn off your system, then you try and call us back. Let's go to Barrister Mamezu. Barrister, are you still there?
Yes, Director. I'm here listening to one of our brothers from Italy telling us how the Italians will be doing their own support when they are called upon, which is what we're here for. We know that our people, wherever they are coming out gradually. This is what I've always said, that you can never say it's over until it's over.
That's correct.
Director, I know you'll be heading back to the States. You'll be receiving and being welcomed once again by the great people of the U.S. I never criticize them because I know
I'm criticizing
most of them.
I criticize them. I do.
I know, but you remember, I'm opposite you, Director.
I know.
I never criticize
them. Yes, I know.
Because
you're
I know.
A diplomat, I know.
Thank you. I know that what they will do on your second time arrival will be much more than they have done before. So we need
some
to
of them said they'll call police for me. They said if I call them, they'll call
don't
police.
Forget that, Director.
They think that in Nigeria, when I call police, police will arrest somebody without charge.
I was listening to those guys from Malaysia. They said they went to distribute the Biafran leaflets and some of them were warned not to bring it again. A friend of mine was saying to me, if we go to party, we should distribute all these leaflets and put it inside the hall. I say we have somebody who will call police. our people are fake, Director. Our people are fake.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Of course, not all of us. Because if you and I, Uche Mefo, Dr. Ekemba, Steve Epa, Adawa Malachi, if we are cowards, Radio Biafra will not stand, Director.
Of course it won't.
But because we are brave men and women, we say we shoulder this. We have to move this on to a new level. And this is exactly what is egging us on. You've been to Israel, you've been to Australia, you are now in Canada, you've been to the States, you've been to Nigeria. Director, to be honest with you, I don't know where you are getting all this strength. You are doing very well, exceedingly well. And I say God should carry on giving you the support, the power, the zeal that is aiding you to carry on talking. You know, sometimes, Director, when you come back from court, if somebody asks you hello, you just keep quiet because you can't talk anymore.
Yes.
But yours, you are non-stop. I don't know how you get your bottle. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know how you do it.
I will tell
but
you, the trick is very simple. Go and get a picture of somebody driving cattle through Igbo land and keep it near your pillow. When you look at it, you say, this is my president. This is the person that owns my land. It does the business. Go
that's
and
true.
Distribute the pictures of people in my town. They're saying, Achinama. Say half of them. Give it to every Igbo person you see. Tell them, anytime you look at this picture, you are looking at your master. This is the man you're serving. Because can you believe that in England I can contest to be the Prime Minister of England? Do you know that? I can run to be the Prime Minister in England. Not a place where they claim I come from.
You are fully qualified here.
The people in America, they make me sick. Thank you, Barrister. Stay where you are, of course. Remain where you are. We want to go and get people to speak on Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have you on the line? We have somebody. His name is William Odefa. Do you want to speak to Radio Biafra? Please don't be afraid. We are not going to bite off your head. Don't be. What we are saying is, it's called chastisement. You know, when it's like when a father or a mother beats a child, and you.
Oh, sure.
Should we accept them into Biafra?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Why?
I want to exclude them.
No.
They are needed.
Huh?
They are needed.
Do you need them?
Yeah.
But don't forget that some of them are living in houses bought with stolen money from Biafra land. That's their fear.
Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra from Toronto. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Good evening, Brother Nandi.
There, woman Norma. Kebe, we're gonna kebe, I'm gonna get kebe, sepota.
Godwin Ezekwere.
Godwin.
I'm from Imo State, Akokwa.
Akokwa. Thank you. Go ahead. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
Germany, a great people. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Good. Nani biko nga like mata onye.
Onye Maraginum.
Onye in charge of Germany.
Onye in charge of Germany.
Yeah.
I don't have it off the top of my head, my brother, but what I can assure you is send us your contact detail. So, but somebody from Germany will give you a call. If it's Fred Onyali. How can I forget Fred Onyali? It's Fred, Frederick Onyali. Fred Onyali is our brother in Germany. We have given that task to coordinate Germany. Because Germany is so big, so it depends on where you are. But I think Fred can then point you to who is coordinating the area that you're in. It's Fred Onyali.
Okay.
Fred.Onyali. If you put Fred Onyali on Skype, you'll be able to message him. And I'm sure he's listening. He's an avid Radio Biafra listener. Has been with us from day one till today. Fred Onyali plays in Germany.
It's okay, my brother. Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. He has a very deep, rich voice, which is very good. Am I correct? His voice is very deep. Wow. Very deep and rich. My goodness. We have people who are supreme. Without seeing him, you know that no work Ejagamba. That is wonderful. Yes. We are going to accept the Americans, as it's been said. Please, Uche, go ahead. You are defending the Americans.
Well, I just want to give them more time, and you know the system there is kind of scary. You know, anything, some people are on the fence because they are scared. They are scared of the system they live in, even though they claim to be in a free country, but it's a scary place. You know, and you know, keep on, just be light on them, but don't let them off the hook.
No, never.
Yes, don't let them off the hook. Just minimize your distance.
But our people are dying.
As a leader, you should know that all fingers are equal, but not fit inside. With the things, I'm not trying to change this with you on. It's not more Biafra than me.
Yes.
On the things, it's not more Biafra than me.
Yes.
Manisha is like a pillar. He passes through some people, and the people pass through it. On the things, all fingers are equal, but not same inside. I'm not saying where it's on earth. But if you're a leader, if you know if it's in Malaysia, maybe, let me just say, 6 or 7 years, you should know what I'm talking about. You understand? It's not more Biafra way that I am. You understand? So what I'm not here to share the word with you. I'm from Arab to all people. I'm not here to make you come to me, maybe you know. I'm warning him, I can't leave to get his identity. Because if God will come together and ask me my identity, at least I cannot
We have heard that, we know that very well. We still have Ikechukwu Enyago. We know that this Ikechukwu, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, but yes. Unfortunately, I don't always get to hear people speak if I reduce my volume. Yes.
That's okay. That's no problem.
But I discovered he was saying something.
What he's saying is that you need to take everybody with you, which I know you're doing already in Malaysia, because Malaysia is very, very strong. For us, it is strong for Biafra, not just for Radio Biafra. It is strong for the entire Biafran people. So you continue what you're doing. We are proud of the work you're doing in Malaysia. The entire Biafran family knows about how formidable Malaysia is. You continue the work you're doing, and God will
thank
surely
you.
Protect you. Yes.
Thank you. I want to just comment something. We have about two brothers here who are actually known as Biafra. Their name is Biafra. When they come to the scene, people like us will be following them behind. So if they are listening to me, I beg them to please come forward. We need their expertise. We need their wisdom. We need people like even this, my brother, I didn't hear well, who called in. We need people like you, all those men who know how to go about it, who are best at what they do. when they set out to do something, they do it well. Please, we need you. I am calling on behalf of the volunteer team in Malaysia. They are here with me. They are in the forum with me. They are listening. They are following up. I call on behalf of all of us. Please, wherever you are, try to contact us and direct us on a better way to go. We know that there are people that are more passionate about this thing everywhere here in Malaysia. There are we are thousands in this country. So please, wherever you are, please show us your light by coming forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Continue the work that you're doing in Malaysia. We've run out of time as usual. Calls are still coming in. We'll use this time. Please, wherever you are, we are going to announce maybe we use the next prayer and fasting that we have to pray for our people in northeastern United States, to pray for them, for God to have mercy on some of them and turn them from their wicked ways, for them to face Biafra and not to face good life in America alone when our people are being kidnapped, we are dying back where we come from. Thank you very much for listening to us. We are reconvening again in the next 2 hours and precisely 50 minutes on this radio station. That this is Radio Biafra. There is somebody who has been calling. Let's see if we can get him on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? His name is William Odefa. We can't hear you. I hope he's not calling from North America. Yes, we are bringing the program to a close. Mazi, go ahead and give us a closing remarks, if you may.
Thank you, Philip Biafra. Thanks for listening this afternoon. We'll be going for a break and we'll be reconvening at in the next 2 hours and
50 minutes or so.
50 minutes.
Yeah.
You people heard what we said today. This program is enlightening. For me, it's very, very therapeutic. When I come to this show and I go home, I sleep like a baby. I don't know whether it's the dream of realizing Biafra or whatever.
Yes, it's but the dream.
This
it's
program
the
for me is very, very therapeutic. I don't know. So when I go home, I sleep like a baby. Thank you for listening. We see you again in 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Thank you very, very much. That was the voice of our veteran. There are some things you've not finished telling us from that story. We'll finish it this evening.
We'll continue.
Wonderful. Please.
This evening might be 4 hours.
Program. Yes, we do. As long as possible.
Of course, even if there's more calls coming in, we have to take it. Because this is our final chance.
Don't forget, it is.
Yes, of course. And we're leaving very early in the morning tomorrow. It doesn't matter. We'll be here doing the program. He can go and sleep and we'll be here doing the program because this is Biafra. Please, madam.
Okay. Thank you all, Biafrans, ladies. I'm still waiting for your calls. I know you are listening to me. But I want to thank all the men that just called, all the Biafran men, especially the Malaysian people that just had the nice dialoguing in the air. Thank you all, even though I joined in the middle of the program, but I promise you around 7 p.m. in the evening, I'm going to start with you guys, and it's going to be a very interesting and wonderful Biafran show tonight.
Thank you
so much, all the way from Toronto, Canada. Thanks.
Thank you very, very much. That is the Mrs. Ivakwanya Hagozo.
Ahamu Bonwada Ogechuku Ume
Ezuma.
Ahamuada Ogechuku Ume Ezuma. Mwa Uche Ezuma.
Ladies, friends of Biafra and all Biafrans around the world, thank you very much for bringing this first segment to a close, and we sit back and you're going to hear from us in the next 3 hours. And I want to commend the guys that called, even the guy that called from Russia. Try everything you can to see that Nnamdi comes to Russia, because his coming here has enriched my family. All my kids, we've learned a lot. We've been all, this soul has been all joyful, and you know, we've learned a lot from him, and it's just I'm even older than him, but I'm learning a lot from him. I can't
lie. In the past, I went to school.
You were in junior school, so you should know that.
No,
so,
I was in school late.
Yes, so Nandi is a very formidable member of this organization, and we need him. We need him more than anything. And I can promise all of you that let's keep continue. We can never leave anybody behind. We keep preaching to these people until this thing is realized. And I want to put a mark to this thing. By next month, we must get this transmitter. It's a must. It's a must. And we're going to mark it somewhere by next month, which is August. August, right? So we are going to, by the end of this month, we are going to have all this, all the funds that we need. By the grace of God.
We will. Amen.
You know, whatever is better, you know, I'll just keep my thought to myself.
I know what I want to do. Thank yes, you, yes. Thank you very much. You're not going to be like Moses Wigwe and sell another very lovely house. Please don't. We don't want them to be homeless. We don't want our brother Moses Wigwe to be homeless. He is funding Radio Biafra already. That is where we are able to bring programs to our people. Yes, they must.
They don't have the bring it out.
Yeah, you see, they have to.
It's for good. It's not for something that you won't see.
Let them buy it for us now. They can get together in America and buy us some. I don't know why I keep mentioning America. India, Hannah, what's the mean? I want America to buy this transmitter. We don't need money. We need transmitter. We have barrister Imam Mezu on the line, who is a barrister, who in fact is a solicitor and barrister and attorney at law in England and Wales. Please, the floor is yours. Give us your closing observations, please, if you may.
Thank you very much, Director, for today's program, which is coming to a closure. I once suggested some few months ago for either we meet up with Uwazurike, or we send a delegate to meet up with him, because Uwazurike issue has always been an embarrassment to Radio Biafra. From time to time, we're trying to get ourselves together, and we keep having this Uwazurike cropping up in one way or the other. If it's not in stealing, it'll be in robbery or in killing. I suggest again that we meet up with this Uwazurike, or we send delegates to meet up with him so that he will stop this embarrassment. While we try to forge ahead, he keeps pulling us back. This is disturbing me and is a concern. We have to look into his director. And we also have to pledge to our American friends, wherever they are. I know that things are difficult. Though we do look up to America as the greatest, there are some amongst them that still living in hardship, just like we are in every country on earth. Let's not be too hard on them. Let's realize that they are just like we are. The ones that could contribute, let them do it massively. The ones that could not, let them at least speak to us. Join us to show us that we are the same. We are together. Everything doesn't have to be money. Everything doesn't have to be cash. Just like Director said some few moments ago, if it's possible, they can even buy the transmitter without even throwing any penny or any dollar to us. We encourage everybody wherever you are. Support your people. We've been enslaved for so long a time. We need our freedom. Wherever we are, America, England, Britain, here, there, it's not our home. We need to go and build our own. Why do we like enjoying from other people's proceeds? 247 electricity, good hospital. Can't we do it in Biafra land? We are capable of doing all these things. Why are we deceiving ourselves? Staying from Malaysia, staying in Italy. Somebody is 60, 80, 90 years, still in Italy, still in the U.S., when you're supposed to be in your father's land. And pour the libation with cola nut that thank you, our forefathers. Why are we still abroad, thinking of how we're going to retire in this country? We need to go back home. Let us go Biafra land and build our home, retire there, build a better society than the place where we enjoy. May God bless all Biafrans. Good night, everybody.
Good night. That was the very, very eminent Barrister Imam Mezu bringing the program to an end. We have not closed. The world is still listening to us. Our microphones are still active. But this is Radio Biafra, because we do things differently. We want the type of broadcast that we listen to it. The Spirit of God will go inside you. More than my banyagi ni me.
we are not NTA. NTA na ekwu kwa na ewuru oku, NTA na ekwu kwa na make kidnapping. Ndio joke how. This is Radio Biafra. We can only bring you good tidings because we are doing the work of God. We are doing what God asked us to do, and that is what we're going to do until Biafra comes. We are not relenting. We are not running away. Anything you want us to do is what we're going to do. But please, please, please be mindful that it is either we get Biafra or we die in the... There is no third way. We are not like Masop. Today it is we are looking for Biafra. The next day is we are here to guard Igbo interest. The next day we are the ones protecting the Igbo. You don't know if... What do you believe in? You are muddying the waters. We would not. We want people to understand this. We would not allow anybody to steal, to cheat, to deceive on the blood of 3.5 million people killed by Nigeria. It will not happen. It can never happen. Not whilst we are alive. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for listening and join us again in less than 3 hours. God bless you.
Ibi mena no mo wagasilele.